The state of Connecticut will soon start vaccinating people for the coronavirus strictly by age. That means the state is shifting priority away from grocery workers and the medically vulnerable. That's who the CDC currently recommends should be next in line for the shots. Joining us now is the Democratic Governor of Connecticut, Ned Lamont. Governor, welcome to Here and Now. Nice to have you.
Nice to be here, Jane.
So starting March 1st, people ages 55 to 64 will be able to get COVID vaccines in Connecticut, and you hope to be vaccinating people aged 16 to 34 by the beginning of May. And teachers and daycare providers also can receive vaccines. As you know, Governor, there's been a lot of pushback to your decision. Explain your reasoning here.
We started out with the people 75 and above because that's where over half of the fatalities were. Then we almost all of them, or 70 plus percent of them, have been vaccinated. Then we moved to 65 and above, again, because that's where the comorbidities were likely, the complications. And then we moved to 55 and above starting on Monday, as you point out. 96% of everybody that suffers complications from COVID are 55 and above. Most of them have a pre-existing condition or a comorbidity. And rather than picking and choosing who's a more essential worker or what comorbidity is more severe than others, we thought this was the way we could do it fairly and get it done with the group that's most at risk.
But you hear the concern, right, Governor? People say it's not fair to give a vaccine to a healthy 55-year-old with good health insurance before a 20-year-old who needs a lung transplant or an older grocery store worker on the front lines of the pandemic. What's your response to that?
Well, my response is you can push that 60-year-old back in line, but often that grocery store worker is living in a multi-generational house and that 60-year-old is a father or a grandmother or something. And early on, the reason we were so thankful in testing at the grocery stores and the restaurants and the such is because many of these people lived in multi-generational housing. So now at least they know they can go to work, come back home, and their parent or grandparent is safe to be there.
So will there be any exceptions to these new guidelines?
Very limited. Let's remember, I mean, the CDC list of afflictions, you know, that included probably a half of our total population. So I could have put them all in and called them priority, and they still would have taken probably a couple months to get them all vaccinated.
Governor, a recent examination of population statistics found that your plan to vaccinate people by age means that a higher percentage of white residents will get shots and fewer black residents will. How concerned are you about these disparities in minority communities that have really been hardest hit by the coronavirus?
I'm very concerned. So we have a separate track for underserved communities, black and brown communities, working with the churches, working with the federally qualified health centers, getting mobile testing out there, no questions asked, no cost, obviously, and get as many people. I'm over allocating vaccines to these communities just to make sure they're as likely to get vaccinated as a white couple in the suburbs.
So you're over allocating vaccines, but that leads to a really important question. How can you move forward if vaccines are not available? I mean, a lot of people are having a lot of problems getting their shots.
Yeah, well, you just nailed it. I mean, the real problem is we don't have enough vaccines. I could get everybody vaccinated in a month if we had those vaccines. We don't. Not a state in the country does. Not a country in the world does. So right now we have to prioritize, and I decided to prioritize really with an emphasis upon public health and the groups that most likely to have those comorbidities. That's 55 and above.
55 and above. But how do you plan to address those disparities that I referred to earlier, especially in the black and brown communities?
Yeah. Again, we have a separate track. We're bringing those mobile vans right to those communities. We're working with the churches, we're working with the federally qualified health centers. I got ministers reaching out to, underserved families that maybe don't feel a little reluctant. Maybe there's some hesitancy there. Having a trusted advocate say, we're bringing the vaccine to you, and we strongly recommend you get vaccinated. It's good for you, and it's good for your family and community.
So many people waiting for it. Ned Lamont is the Democratic governor of Connecticut. Governor, thank you for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jane.